You're listening to WWBC Coco Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Read, daughter.
And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab.
Say house of God.
House of God.
Amen. House of bread. That's what Bethlehem means. Judah means praise. Read.
And he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi. The name of his two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Euphrates of Benjamin.
Euphrates
of Benjamin, Judah.
Read.
And they came into the country of Moab, and they continued there. And Elimelech.
So there was a famine in the land. There was a shortage, oh glory to God. And so they left Bethlehem and they went to Moab, which is a picture or a type of the world. Come on. It's a picture of backsliding, going backwards. Oh glory to God. Read.
And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left and her two sons. And they took the sons. Took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one wife was Orpah, and the name of the other wife was Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years.
And they dwelt there about 10 years. Amen. Well, Father, we thank and praise you, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor and the praise. We thank you for this word, oh God. Hallelujah. That it will enrich your people, strengthen your people, encourage your people, bless your people, help your people. Oh, glory to God. And we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Oh, glory to God. You may be seated. Tell somebody that you love them in Jesus' name. Amen. So the Bible says it came to pass. Somebody said it didn't come to stay. When the judges ruled that there was a famine, somebody say a shortage in the land. Oh, glory to God. Tell us, look at your neighbor and say, sometimes we could have shortages. Oh, glory to God. We could have shortages. Hallelujah. Even in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says there was a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, who sojourned in the, Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his sons. I mean, let me show you something. It's a picture of going backwards because sometimes, and I say this here, sometimes we allow shortages to reposition us. I'm like, boy, I was sitting back there. I was like, boy, Lord, this will make a good book. A lot of the stuff God's been dropping on me lately, I've been like, man, Lord, this is going to make a good book here. Oh, glory to God. Let me see. Okay, so where was I? All right. Don't allow shortages to reposition you. Okay, all right. Now, we see that in the Bible, you look in the Bible, and you see that there was times when shortages repositioned people. But then also you'll see there was times when there was shortages and God would say, don't go nowhere. Okay. There was famines and God would say, don't go nowhere. Stay right there. And in each instance, Because we got to keep in mind that Bethlehem, Judah, Bethlehem, house of God, was a place where the heavens were open. Now, and when you look in the Bible, you'll see that even though the children were walking with God in the wilderness, come on, oh glory to God, that they were being led and guided by a cloud. Come on, can I tell you something? I just believe the heavens were open.
Yes.
Even though they were clowning and acting up, but they stayed up underneath that cloud. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's so important, and I said something earlier this year, and I said that it's going to be important that we be in places where the heavens are open. Come on, where there is provision. And so we see that they left Bethlehem because, okay, let's go there. Jacob. Jacob was fleeing. He was running from his brother Esau, and he happened upon this place, praise God, and the Bible says that he fell asleep, and he woke up, and he saw an open heaven. Come on. He said, this is nothing but the gate of heaven. And then it came a time when God said to him and his two wives said, hey, get up and go back to Bethel. Come on. Get up and go back to, it's a good way of saying get up and go back to church. Come on, somebody. Because sometimes we have a way of staying away from God. Come on. And so here was God, oh glory to God, even sliding backwards. Come on, God, you know, sometimes you look in the Bible, you see God was blessing folks even when they weren't coming to Bethlehem. Okay. Or house of God. Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Okay, so I'm going to say that one more time for my daughter's sake. Sometimes your shortages reposition you. But it's not written in stone, because sometimes God used shortages to reposition people. How many remember Elijah? And Elijah got up and prophesied and said there's going to be a famine? How did he say it, daughter? It wasn't going to rain. Well, you know, if it wasn't raining, then next thing you know, it's a famine. It's a shortage. Come on. Wasn't no food going to be growing. It was going to be jacked up. And then, so God says what? God sent him to a place called Cherith. He said, there's going to be a brook there. Oh, glory to God. And I'm going to tell the ravens to provide for you. So God fed him supernaturally. But what was going on? He was up under an open heaven. Come on. He was receiving If you got ravens bringing you food, bread and meat, come on. Oh, glory to God. And all the water's drying up in the place, but yet you're by a brook and it's not drying up. So God was providing for him, but he had to stay in that place. And then God eventually moved him again. God allowed it to dry up. God allowed that place to dry up. And then it called. God told him, okay, now go here. And you'll find out that when he went to the place where he met the widow in the gate, come on, it was another place of an opening, supernatural provision. Oh, glory to God. All right, are y'all seeing this?
Yes, yes.
I'm just showing you just some stuff that God is dropping on me, because tell somebody it's important to be up under an open heaven this season. Hallelujah. If you're not under an open heaven, start praying, God, show me where there's an open heaven so I can get up underneath it. Oh, glory to God. I can be in the openings. Oh, glory to God. All right. Are y'all getting this? Hallelujah. And so they leave a place where Bethlehem, Judah, house of God, Judah, praise. God's getting the praise out of your life. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And then they get up because of the shortage, and they allow this shortage to what? To reposition them and cause them to go to Moab, or it's a picture of going out into the world. It's a, okay, all right. And not only did he go, but he took his family. Now, Elimelech, his name in Hebrew, it means God is king. Come on. And so you have people that know that God is king. Oh, glory to God. And they go back anyways. All right. Okay. They know that God is real. And they go. As a matter of fact, Naomi's name means my delight. Come on, somebody. Someone who used to delight in God. Come on. People that used to delight in God, but yet have gone back out into the world. You know, this COVID, boy, it showed up a whole lot of folks. Folks stopped coming to church because of the COVID, and then folks ain't made their way back yet. Come on. They used the COVID messed folks up and got folks in a backslidden state. They don't even know how to get back. It's going to take the grace of God to bring them back. I was a lady one day sitting up in the shop, and she said, I ain't going back to church until this thing is over with. And I'm sitting there saying, you sitting up in the shop getting your hair done, and you talking about you ain't even going back to church until this, you know. Come on, somebody. Woo. Come on, this COVID had folks acting crazy, talking crazy. My God, up in Zion. Okay, all right. All right. And so what verse were we in? So the Bible says, in the name of the man was Eli Melch, and the name of his wife was Naomi, and the name of his two sons, Mahlon, Malon, and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. Keep saying Bethlehem, Judah. Can't get away from, you know, because they were Ephrathites also from the tribe of Ephraim, which meant fruitful. Fruitful. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we can even be, you'll find out that there's folks that have been fruitful, that have walked away from God. Okay, all right. Because I'm talking about sliding backwards, backsliding. Amen, somebody. We see a lot of the churches missing in action, backslid. Know that God is king. They know that God used to be their delight. Come on, somebody. They have been fruitful in the church. Oh, glory to God. I know the hurricane can relate to what I'm talking about. You're talking about there are folks that have laid hands on folks and they've gotten healed. Where they at? Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Because we look and we see there was a shortage in the land, or famine, or a shortage in the land. But could it be that there was a shortage in them? Point to yourself. Point to this land. Come on. Every chemical substance found in the ground is found in you. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes there can be shortages in us. Amen, somebody. Sometimes there could be shortages in us. And if we're not careful, we will allow it to reposition us, to move us from up under what? An open heaven. Is this good or what? Isaac wanted to move. There was a famine, a shortage in the land. God told him, he said, stay right there. Stay right there. Don't move. So all shortages aren't to reposition you. God told him to stay there. And then the Bible says that God blessed them 100-fold in a place where there was a shortage. Sometimes God want to get the glory. Sometimes God want to show that he's real. Come on, you broke. Come on, you broke and busted and you sick as a dog, or you going through in your marriage and your life. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And God say, stay right there. Hallelujah. You remember in the Bible when God told the disciples, the apostles, to stay in the city till you be clothed with power from on high? Come on. Now, why would I want to go back into the city? Everybody, when they saw Jesus being hung, they saw us following him. Come on. They saw him being buried and all of that. And you telling me to go back and hang out in a place? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be there. So many times it's so important to be where God has ordained for you to be. This blessing anybody? This helping anybody? Okay, all right. And so the Bible says that Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left with her two sons. Because sometimes you'll see that when people backslide, there's no guarantee that it's going to make it back in. I remember Pastor Carter used to say that sometimes when you stop going to church, the devil make it real hard for you to get back. And the Bible says, and they took. Okay, all right, we can take that even higher. Sometimes, oh, glory to God, when you stop praying, Okay. All right. This is hard. Some stuff. Come on. The enemy like to turn off and make it hard for you to get back started again. And the Bible says in verse 4, and they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth. Now, Orpah, her name means fond. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. And Ruth's name means friend. Somebody say some friends stick closer than a brother. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Oh, glory to God. And so they just didn't take a little short trip out of the will of God. Oh, glory to God. But they took a long trip. The Bible says Mahlon and Chilion, they died also, both of them. And the women, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. They died. You know, it's amazing because when you begin to study out their names, Mahlon, his name means sickness. Now, keep in mind that I always share with you all that they didn't name their children right away. They would watch them for a while. And so here's parents that recognize that, you know, we have a child that's sickly. But not just one child. Come on. Because another child comes along, Chilion, and his name means wasting away. Because sometimes, okay, all right, sometimes when you have shortages in you, what you birth, okay, I don't even know if I want to say that. Sometimes if you got shortages in you, what you birth can begin to waste away or have problems because, okay, I don't even want to go there. All right. Somebody say short. To miss the mark. Come on. Okay, all right, let's go there. No, we ain't going there. Okay. The Bible says in verse 6, and so now keep in mind, her husband and her sons are dead. Verse 6. Then she arose. Read, daughter. I know you're probably over there writing the book by now. Read.
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread.
Okay, so God began to bless the children of Israel. And so she says, I'm getting ready to turn because I believe this is a picture of God's getting ready to bless the body of Christ, bless his people. I got to check in my spirit like never before. Come on, somebody. And those folks that are out in the world thought that they could get it out in the world. You ever got around some folks and they'd be like, man, ain't nothing going on here. I'm moving to this place. I'm moving to Atlanta. I'm moving to this place and that place. Come on. Why they're moving, come on, because they think that that's what's going to make it better for them. Man, as long as the only place you need to be worried about moving to is moving up underneath an open heaven. Yeah, man. You can run all around all over the place. If you ain't up under an open heaven. Okay. All right. Ooh, this good or what?
Amen.
Okay. All right. So, the Bible says she heard. Well, glory to God. I got to get up under that opening. Come on. I see that the heavens has opened. Hallelujah. I got to get up underneath that opening. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Verse 7. Read.
Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was.
Come on, she decided, I'm coming back. I'm coming up out of this world. Come on. I got to go. Hey, oh, glory to God. Read.
And her two daughters-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return into the land of Judah.
Oh, God, see, I'm going to position myself. I'm getting back in place so God can get the praise. Somebody say Judah. Praise out of my life. Didn't the Bible say, don't give Israel no peace and rest till they become a praise in the earth? Can I tell you something? That lets me know that sometimes God can make it hard for those that got purpose on their life, those that God can make it hard. That's the problem sometimes. Sometimes we're praying them nice, pretty prayers and You know, we know folks need to be saved, and we praying them, oh, God, save them. No, God, take their peace and rest away. They enjoying sin. Come on, they enjoying this thing. I mean, you know, the Bible says sin has its pleasure for a season. So sometimes folks are out there enjoying sin. They got this pleasure involved in it. So guess what? When you snatch the pleasure, oh, glory to God. Oh, see, I'm telling y'all, sometimes you got to stop praying them little nice prayers and say, God, snatch that pleasure. Snatch that pleasure. Maybe they'll wake up. Okay, all right. I remember one day praying something similar to this out at New Hope. And we was in a circle. And we were praying for the lost, I believe. And next thing you know, the brothers begin to look up like, you know, and somebody said something like, You can't pray that. You can't pray. And I realized something, that I was praying on a whole nother level than what they were. Come on, I was serious about this thing. I wanted folks to be saved. It's more important that you be saved than you have $1 million in the bank.
Yes.
And bust hell wide open. Okay, all right. Sometimes we got to mean business in our prayer. Sometimes we got to want folks saved so much. Okay, all right. I look back at my own life. Sometimes I couldn't see God because of the pleasures. So guess what? Sometimes people can't see God because of the pleasures. I was enjoying God so much, God. I see I ain't getting too many amens off of what I'm talking about here. Yeah, because sometimes we want folks to be happy without Jesus. Happy without the Lord. So they went forth out of the place, oh glory to God, to return to Bethlehem, Judah, house of God. Oh glory to God. They're, in other words, it's a picture of saying, I'm going to serve the Lord, and next thing, okay, all right, read verse 8.
And Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house.
Uh-huh.
The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. Verse 9, the Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. Verse 10, and they said unto Naomi, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you tarry, would you wait for them until they were grown up? Would you stay for them from having a husband? No, my daughters, for it grieves me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice, and they wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her.
Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. Because first off, here's a picture of Naomi, who represents the church that's backslidden, and now they're coming out of the world and they're bringing folks with them. Come on, somebody. There's going to be folks that's going to begin to come out of the world. Come on. And guess what? Folks, they're going to be bringing folks with them. In other words, guess what? Your sons and daughters, they ain't just coming to church by themselves. They're going to bring homeboy, homegirl with them. Come on, somebody. But the Bible says that Orpah kissed Naomi and left and went back into the world, because she did not see any immediate results. Ooh, you mean to tell me that I can't get no husband right away, and you know, And that's right. When Naomi made it plain that hey, it may take a long, Naomi just made it plain. And when she saw that there was no immediate results, she turned around and went back out into the world. You have people that begin to come to church, come to God, and when they don't see no immediate results, I didn't get healed the first day that I went to church. Come on. I didn't get my husband back. Come on, somebody. I didn't get $1 million. Come on. When they see that there's no immediate results, come on, they turn around and go. How many of you have invited people that had all hell breaking out in their life, and then when they did not receive, not see any immediate results, they turned around and went back out in the world? Where are they now? Because her name means fawn. A fawn is a young deer about a year old.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. In his documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, former U.S. Vice President Al Gore famously showed an image that became an icon of global warming. The so-called hockey stick graph, which plotted global temperatures over the centuries, reportedly showed that a spike occurred after human beings began using fossil fuels. For Gore and his fellow climate activists, this hockey stick was the smoking gun that something unprecedented was happening to the planet, except it's been widely disputed as containing serious flaws. Well, today, a different type of hockey stick, a different graph using data from the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey, shows a huge, sudden, and startling spike in the number of girls and women identifying as transgender. Since such records have been kept, the percentage of adults who identified as transgender within a population remained consistently low till just recently. And for baby boomers and Gen Xers, those who identified as transgender were overwhelmingly men identifying as women. However, something's changed. The rate of Gen Z women identifying as men has skyrocketed to about twice that of Gen Z men identifying as women. It's roughly quadruple the rate of millennial women who identified as male. In fact, almost 1 in 30 Gen Z women now identify as men, and a further 1 in 25 identify as non-binary. To paraphrase Christian author Samuel James on Twitter, the trans revolution has, in just the last few years, become a girls' revolution. The unprecedented spike in girls who don't want to be girls anymore is what caught the attention of Lisa Littman, then assistant professor at Brown University, when she coined the term rapid onset gender dysphoria. She was seeking to explain why clusters of girls, often in schools and peer groups, suddenly had decided together that they were all trans. Based on her research, Littman theorized that this flood of gender confusion was in fact a so-called social contagion spread by influence and example rather than because of some innate trait that they all shared. This maladaptive coping mechanism, as she put it, may be a response to the stress of life and adolescence, perhaps even more a form of self-harm like cutting. The outbreak of gender confusion among Gen Z young women runs counter to the prevailing assertion of the LGBTQ movement that no one becomes trans, they're instead really born this way, it's an innate thing. That common explanation that most such individuals were therefore closeted in the past and are now finally able to be who they always were just doesn't make sense of the data that we're now seeing. In particular, it's the startling hockey stick of young women suddenly announcing they're not women. That's making the explanation difficult.